You're listening to Type Radio. Type Radio.
Hello.
Type Radio, huh? Yes, Type Radio. My name is Willem de Ridder. Yes, to get rid of. Huh? Yes, and right now I'm talking to you. And you are listening. Yes. Because this is very special radio. Radio you never hear anywhere else. It's a kind of radio that fascinates you. Because you are fascinated by design. And this radio is specially designed for you. Because you are a designer. So actually, we are both designing. You are designing me and I'm designing you. Isn't it? Fantastic. And here, in this world, where we are living right now. Yes, you're living, I know. Now don't try to fool me, you're living. So am I. As long as it lasts. Yes. We are using very strange, abstract signs that we call the alphabet. In order to communicate. Now, yeah, less and less young people are using the alphabet. So using more spoken words and images and little chats and SMSs and where they change them around, but still the basis is those weird signs that we have looked at so long. A, B, C, D. And all those letters would be very interesting. Perhaps you have some printed matter around you. A newspaper or a magazine. Just take it. Yes. Just look at it. Look at any text. You don't have to read the text, of course. That's what we very quickly do. We read what's there, you know. But just look at the letters. Look at those little drawings. So ancient. Oh, yes. And you know, we think they're abstract. But in fact, they are little images. For example, the eye. Look at the eye. Yes. Ancient cultures. Yes. Ancient cultures, far before the ice time, millions of years ago, if they used the eye, speaking wise, it had a meaning. And that's why the letter I looks exactly as it looks. Look at it. There's a little dot on top of it, see? Because it means literally penis. Yes. And the little dot is the sperm coming out of it. Yes. It's a very important letter. That's why in most languages, the I is a very important function. If I say I, it means me. You know what I mean? In the English language, it's one letter, I. That means me. Very potent penis spurting the dot of sperm. And not only is the dot sperm, the dot is also a little round ball, similar to the O, which is open. Yeah, the letter O, look at the O. That's the vulva, yes, the female part. And with the eye, the female part is on top. Yes, yeah, small, but powerful, and on top. Isn't it? It's ancient. That's why we see in the French language, it's called, when they say I, they say moi. The O and the I together. See? Yes, the female and the male together, forming one. If they say I in Italy, it's Io. I and O together. Yes, the female and the male part. Yes. In Germany, it's Ich. There's the I again. Yeah, Ich. In Dutch it's ik, there's the I again, everywhere not I, as soon as it has to do something with me. Yes, isn't it interesting? Ancient symbols, yeah, look at them. Perhaps you begin to have an idea what those letters mean. The W of water. It looks a little bit like water, doesn't it? Yes. If you make the W longer and longer and longer, it's water, water, water. Flowing. Yes. And the S. Is that a snake? Why was the ancient story of Adam and Eve involved with a snake? And why did they make the snake so ugly, so terrible? The end of our civilization, we are thrown out of paradise because of that fucking snake. Snake. You know why? Because that story was written down in the alphabet by the aggressive left-hand part. Before the story of Adam and Eve, the snake was the main goddess. Yes, very important goddess. She would crawl out of her skin and renew herself completely. She was recreating herself continuously. What a wonderful goddess to live by. No, when the male took over, they came with the story of Adam and Eve. Eve, the woman, came out of the man, took a rib out of the man, and there you have the woman. That's all she is. And the snake, that very powerful goddess, have to be destroyed completely. Shh. She threw us out of paradise. No. No. So, if you look at the S, there she is, the ancient snake. And doctors have still the snake around the tree as a very important sign of that ancient goddess. And many goddesses disappeared because of these signs here that we have. Look at the why. See the why? Yes, if you listen through your computer, you can look at the why on your keyboard, yes. A typical female symbol, isn't it? Yes, it's her legs. Mm-hmm. And the vulva. Oh yes, that wonderful opening where we came from. Yes, just like the O. It's also is the moon, because the moon was the symbol of the female principle. The moon will grow bigger and bigger, disappears again, and comes back, just like a snake. Yeah. And that's why, for a long time, when Christianity took over and made all women into whores, prostitutes. Yes, as soon as reading and writing came, goddesses were thrown out. The woman of Yahweh, Asherah, was called a prostitute. His wife, the wife of Jesus Christ, Maria Magdalena, was called a prostitute. Yes. And all the ancient celebrations were taken over. Here, when we have Easter, or as they call it, Ostern in Germany, originally this was the celebration of sexuality, of fertility, of creation. That's why we have eggs during that feast. Easter eggs, yes. That's why we have rabbits, Easter rabbits. They're very potent, very fertile. And that's why it's called Easter. It comes from Ostera. And Ostera was an ancient goddess. Yes. Named Ostera, Ostern, Easter. But the Christians made it into a resurrection of the man. Yes, do away with the women. Bah. If they call it Pasqua, Pasen, it comes from Asherah. The wife of Yahweh. So you see those letters have deep, deep, long history. Yes. And we can look at many of them, of course. But there's no end. Because if I'm going to tell all those stories, we sit here tomorrow still. In the ancient times, storytelling didn't know time. There were stories that lasted at least a month, 6 hours a day. This was great. In fact, in Egypt, those stories are still existing. Every day people listen for 6 hours to a story that's told by somebody. And we have changed the sounds into abstract signs. Yes, the O, the I, the U, the J. And we have mostly no idea what the real meaning of the letter is. We call them abstract. But is the V abstract? Or is it female? Yes, again, the vulva. For a long time, all those female symbols have been suppressed. Did you know that Most Gothic churches have windows. Yes, the Gothic window is a symbol of the vulva. Yes, the big round rose window, the same, the female part. Because still, for a long time, nobility was aware in secret societies that originally all religions stemmed from fertility rites, female parts. Real creation, real powerful. A king in those times had to spend several nights with the high priestess before he could become a king. So I'm not going to explain you all those letters. Just look at them and open yourself and see what comes out, what kind of images they are. Of course, you can say, oh no, the Y is nothing to do with female, it's a glass, you know, a martini, you know, let's drink, you know, good, you can do that too. You can go everywhere you want. The C, the X, You see it? The K, The M, Yes, they're all images, most of them forgotten, many of them female. Yes, so the next time you work with a text, you know that the story that you are writing down, that the story that you are reading is one part. At the same time, there's a whole different story being told that we don't know, but we feel still there with all those ancient times. It will never go away. And it influences us in a very powerful way. Just the way that you are designing. A good designer makes sure his or her design is not dominating. It's a feeling that makes you read, that makes you look. It's proportions, and certain proportions have a very strong radiation, and you can feel that. Or you can say, it's all idiocy, it's ridiculous, don't be so stupid, don't be so symbolic, you know, we live in a rational time. Get it. Feelings are not rational. Feelings don't think. A house in the wrong proportions gives you a terrible feeling. And it doesn't go away even if you put nice furniture into it. You keep feeling it. And what makes you decide to make a powerful design? Is it something you can control? Something you can do? Or it's something that comes out in ways that you cannot understand. But you allow it to happen. Explanationism doesn't work there. But the feeling. So even if we talk for hours, what's left are not the words. It's the feeling. If you go to a shop and somebody tries to sell you something secretly, you feel it. If you go to a show and the actor or actress is putting a lot of effort into doing his best or her best, you know, you go away. You feel it. It feels terrible. If you go to a concert and the violin player is trying too hard, you leave. What you want is that the artist completely disappear into the music and you disappear too. We are one. If it's real for you, it's real for me. No way to fool that. Look at those letters. Let them talk to you. Beyond the words. Ciao.
www.typeradio.org